A different way of thinking. God tells us in Isaiah,
My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways,
says the Lord.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Isaiah 55:8-9. It's so true, and the Lord gave me an inkling that April morning about what this passage means. After the visit to the heavenly sea, we changed our garments and went to the secluded pond where we often sit and talk. The Lord took his usual seat on the rock, and I began to sing and dance. Then, as he often does, he called me over to sit by him. He began to share some important things with me.
Daughter, you are special to me. When Larry Randolph prophesied over you and told you how special you are to me, you did not believe him.
I did not believe him, Lord, because I wondered how someone like myself could be so special to you. I marveled at the thought that you had taken notice of me. I believed you answered so many of my prayers, but I never thought you would remember me. I began to cry as I went on. When Pastor Larry prophesied and told me I was your friend, I was shocked, and it was hard for me to believe. But now I listen to his tape every day. Each time I listen and hear him talking about me, my body begins to shake. The anointing comes, and then I am able to believe that you are going to use me in special ways. I always wait for you to talk to me each night. The Lord listened intently, then responded.
I choose my children who are pure and obedient, those who put me first in their lives. You are trying so very hard to please me. But you must remember, I look only at the hearts of my children. You think like a human being. My thinking is different than yours. I know it's tiring for you right now, but you must be patient. My daughter, I don't want you to ever worry about anything. Just leave everything to me. As I have told you, this is my book, and it will be done according to my will.
I loved these times of sweet communion with the Lord. I felt very much like Mary, who willingly sat at the Lord's footstool to learn his ways. Martha, on the other hand, was always trying hard to please him, and she was filled with anxiety, jealousy, and turmoil. I decided that I wanted to be like Mary from that moment on. Martha, so worried and fretful, had remarked, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. Luke 10:40. The Lord answered,
Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.
Luke 10:41-42. Yes, I determined I would be like Mary instead of Martha. I have chosen the good part that will never be taken away from me, which is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Nothing in all the world is more important than that. I wanted to have my mind renewed so that I could see things from a heavenly instead of an earthly perspective. The Lord was helping me achieve this goal. I remembered what the Apostle Paul had said in the book of Romans. For those who live according to the things of the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Romans 8:5-8. To be spiritually minded truly is life and peace, and every time I went to heaven with the Lord, I knew what this meant. I determined to take the heavenly perspective back to earth with me, to continue building on my relationship with the Lord, and to let Him renew my mind. Back on earth this morning, we sat on the beach for a while, and the Lord said,
You saw many things in heaven.
Yes, Lord, and these visits are so enjoyable that they're all I can think about. My mind stays in heaven, not on earth.
I know, my daughter.
I don't really have my own life anymore, Lord. Since the first moment I spent in your presence, I've changed. I'm sure if my husband were not a Christian, he would have left me long ago. I lived for you before I saw your presence and before I went to heaven. But now, even when I sleep, each time I wake up, I sense your presence with me. The only thing I can think of now is the book you want me to write. I am honored to do this for you, Lord. Thank you for entrusting me with such an important responsibility. I always want to do my best to make you happy.
I know, my daughter. Be patient and remember that I love you.
He stood up to leave, gave me a hug, and vanished. The supernatural shaking in my body ceased.